Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 20th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Cardiac endogenous transmitter system. Molecular features, functions, and clinical implications. Recent studies have identified several endogenous transmitter systems within cardiomyocytes and cardiac pacemaker cells, overturning the traditional belief that the heart lacked its own intrinsic signaling networks. These systems represent molecular networks that facilitate signal transmission directly within cardiac tissues. This discovery reveals that the heart possesses its own distinct intrinsic networks for transmitting signals. The findings provide novel insights into cardiac physiology and potential targets for therapeutic interventions. Article number 2. Optical coherence tomography-guided stent optimization for complex coronary lesions, the OCC-UPI trial. The OCC-UPI trial investigated the impact of optical coherence tomography guidance compared to angiography guidance in patients with complex coronary lesions. This study classified patients who underwent optical coherence tomography-guided percutaneous coronary intervention into two groups based on meeting specific optimization criteria. This classification system enabled the detailed evaluation of the incidence, determinants, and clinical impact of stent optimization. The trial established a structured approach for assessing optimal stent placement using advanced imaging techniques. Article number 3. Phase 1 randomized study of cardiac stem cells in patients with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, the CHILD trial. Patients with hypoplastic left heart syndrome frequently experience severe right ventricle dysfunction, often leading to shortened lifespans. Neonatal cardiac progenitor cells previously demonstrated improved right ventricle performance in animal models of pressure overload-induced dysfunction, the CH1. LD trial, a phase 1 randomized study, specifically applied this therapeutic strategy to patients with hypoplastic left heart syndrome. This trial represents a key step in evaluating autologous neonatal cardiac progenitor cells for enhancing right ventricle function in this vulnerable pediatric group. Article number 4. Hemocompatibility outcomes with pharmacological therapy following LVAD implantation. Insights from the ARES-HM3 trial. The antiplatelet removal and hemocompatibility events with the HeartMate 3 pump trial demonstrated both safety and decreased bleeding by eliminating aspirin from the antithrombotic regimen for patients implanted with a HeartMate 3 left ventricular assist device. This finding established a crucial clinical protocol for reducing adverse events in these patients. This specific trial analysis further investigated associations between various pharmacologic therapies and hemocompatibility outcomes following left ventricular assist device implantation. Article number 5. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction across the spectrum of body mass index, hemodynamic and echocardiographic characteristics and outcomes. The clinical presentation of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction varies across the spectrum of body mass index. This study established the relationship between body mass index and specific echocardiographic and hemodynamic characteristics in these patients. It also defined the association between body mass index and clinical outcomes, including heart failure, hospitalization, and death. This analysis utilized a large multicenter registry of patients diagnosed with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.